Long sought after changes are about to take place in one of the country's largest prisons, located right here in the East River. Rikers is about to undergo changes which will have ripple effects throughout the criminal justice system in the U.S. Inmates 21 years of age and younger will no longer be subject to solitary confinement, and no one will be held in solitary for more than 30 consecutive days. Taylor Pendergrass is lead attorney with the New York Civil Liberties Union, which has been pushing for reform.
And both of those changes really, I think, recognize the overwhelming amount of evidence that solitary confinement is extremely harmful as well as degrading.
Inmates at Rikers subject to solitary confinement are locked in their cells for 23 hours a day with 1 hour of recreation at 4 a.m. And the majority of the inmates at Rikers are young men of color awaiting trial, presumed innocent.
Well, that's a really important point to make.
New York City Councilmember Danny Drum from Queens has been at the forefront of those seeking prison reform.
Most of the people on Rikers Island are people who cannot afford bail, and oftentimes that bail is as low as $250.
And statistics show that 40% of those at Rikers suffer from some form of mental illness.
And that's an astounding fact as well. And I think one of the things that we have to continue to look at is the contract that the Department of Correction has with a health services provider called Corizon. And what type of services are they actually providing to these inmates? So 40% of those on Rikers Island are diagnosed with a mental health illness. And then you have to add into that also substance abusers on top of that. So the overwhelming majority of people who find themselves on Rikers Island are dealing with mental health and substance abuse issues.
And some of those people are placed into solitary, which doesn't help at all.
Many of them, and study after study has shown that placement in solitary confinement only makes those conditions worse.
A report out this week shows that violence at Rikers against inmates by prison guards has increased by about 1,000 new incidents. Councilmember Danny Drum.
Last year was in the 3,000 range. This year, about 4,000. And that's after we've hired additional corrections officers and have fewer prisoners. So we need to look at that and find out why that's happening. Now, the corrections officers claim it's just more reporting. I don't believe it's just more reporting. I believe that there's something more that we need to look at.
An inmate's mother said her son was abused at Rikers while in solitary by guards, that the guards find places where there are no cameras and abuse prisoners.
So one of the changes that the Blasio administration did just recently was to make sure that every area is camered. And so the funding for that has been put out, and cameras are now supposed to be placed in every area so that there are no more areas without cameras rolling at any time to prevent those types of abuses. But that was occurring on a fairly regular basis, you are right.
The council member says he's glad to see the new correction commissioner, Joseph Pond, is making changes.
He comes in as a reformer. I support much of what he has done, and I want to just sit back and see what the results are from these changes, and then we'll take it from there. I had passed a piece of legislation in the council which will require them to report on the number of people in solitary, why they're placed in solitary, how much recreation time they get in solitary. And so I'm going to look at that. That report is due to me on January 20th, and that will begin to give me an initial idea of how well the new administration in the Department of Corrections is doing.
Queens Councilmember Danny Drum. NYCLU lead attorney Taylor Pendergrass says it's important not to undersell the enormity of the challenge in front of us.
What is important about what's happening at Rikers is not only the changes themselves, but that these changes are happening at one of the biggest urban jails in the United States. And, you know, one of the hurdles in accomplishing reform and ultimately the abolition of solitary confinement in other places in the U.S. has been the belief that these reforms are too difficult to accomplish or they can't be done in big prison systems. And I think Rikers really blows that argument.
Pendergrass says whether Rikers can be successful in instituting reforms is something people are going to pay close attention to over the next year. And if it's successful, he says, it will show there's no place which can't accomplish change. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.